Boston City councilors have voted unanimously to ban texting by drivers. The plan that passed the council yesterday calls for fines of $100 to $300 for drivers who write, send, or read texts while behind the wheel. The city still needs the approval of state lawmakers before it can go into effect because the measure is considered a home rule petition. Separately, city councilors narrowly voted down controversial measures to limit how long mayors and city councilors can serve. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, the issue is defeated, but is unlikely to go away.
They say this isn't about Mayor Tom Menino, but with a record 5 terms in office, the mayor was hard to ignore. Councilor Michael Flaherty used his experience running against Menino this fall to argue that incumbents like the mayor have an unfair advantage.
It's the power of the office. It's name recognition. I say that the best candidate doesn't always win.
But many of the councilors disagreed.
And I don't understand why we all of a sudden want to protect the voters from themselves.
Councilor Rob Gonsalvo said voters will always make the right decision.
There's also another form of term limits, Mr. President. It's self-imposed term limits. We don't have to run for re-election.
The councilors debated for hours and eventually defeated the measure in a 7-6 vote. The ordinance would have limited future mayors to serving 2 4-year terms. Menino would have gotten a pass and been allowed to run twice more. The meeting was made more difficult because earlier in the week, speakers at a public hearing showed overwhelming support for the measure. Most who spoke referred to Menino's long reign as reason enough for term limits. Some councilors argued it was only fair to impose term limits on themselves as well. Councilor John Connolly proposed term limits as a way to bring diversity to the majority white male group.
We also want more women and more people from communities of color who are qualified and committed leaders serving in elected office. I think term limits will help bring more diverse and more qualified leadership into elected office.
But councilors were even less willing to limit their own ability to run in perpetuity. Many were afraid of losing the institutional knowledge of long-serving members. Councilor Maureen Feeney, the only woman presently on the council, made one of the strongest arguments against term limits.
And the best example I can use against term limits is our recently deceased Senator Ted Kennedy. What would have been lost if we imposed term limits on his leadership?
Councilor John Connolly argued that Kennedy was an anomaly. Connolly will likely be one of the councilors to keep term limits on the table in the future. Yesterday was the last meeting for Sam Yoon, who proposed the measure, and for Michael Flaherty, who championed term limits during his campaign for mayor. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.